You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. Coogan Cassis, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Josh? Yeah, Gordon, I'll let you talk.
Oh, wait, 12 minutes out of ring. 12 minutes since it got fucking waved off. I don't know what to say, Cougs. I really don't. Fucking good. Clash of heads, maybe a bit reckless as I dived in, but you know, you had to keep chin low, you know, chin down, heads come up, he stood up right, it's happened. But he had a little nick in the first round, and that was a punch, and he had a little nick in the first round of the last fight as well. So I thought it would be a little bit fleshy around there, a little bit weak, but I'm fucking good. They got waved off, you know. I was expecting at least to give it a few more rounds.
I think from everyone's possible outcomes for this fight today, because it was split, you know, it was probably split. I think this was probably not even thought about, the outcome that actually occurred today.
No. And, you know, fucking good, mate, because obviously the massive build-up, you know, the ring walk, both fucking fireworks, spin on the podium. I just wanted to deliver the win, and I felt so fucking calm. Even though pumped, I felt calm at the same time. And when I come back after that first round, I thought, he ain't hit me if I don't want him to. You know, when we step it up, as the fight goes on, maybe I have to go out in the third round and just put the foot on the gas a little bit. I was starting to fucking feel really good, but I thought, defensively, he can't catch me unless I let him. You know, movement and everything else. Obviously, you battle with yourself a few times because you want to fucking give the crowd a good showing, and I always try to entertain. At the same time, you've got to be disciplined, but I could just see so many openings, and it was taking the bait, but I'm good, mate. Good. Fucking good. I could have cried, honestly, when I seen his arms go up. I could have cried.
We know that there's definitely going to be a third fight. We know that. I don't even have to ask you that. But as part of you think that, I don't know if you're a believer of the whole theory of everything happens for a reason and tonight wasn't meant to be your night. Do you believe in that?
I don't know, mate. I don't know. Because I thought it was written up nice. It was written up nice. What a fucking... You know, it hadn't rained. 20,000 people here. Had a good old build-up. It's the first big show post-pandemic. Firework. I keep going about the fucking fireworks and platform, but it should have been... This is where we have redemption and what a night to do. The biggest show post-pandemic. And this is where Josh Warren gets his redemption. So that one meant to be. Oh, fucking hell. Yes, and I said that.
Josh, will you instruct your team and Eddie Hearn, etc., for a straight third fight as opposed to even contemplate having a fight in between?
You know what happens, Gugg, if you think about going down other paths? There's always that thing of, oh, well, what if he fights someone else from here? And they're like, you know, one of the world champions had defence against him and beats him, then it just takes a gloss of it. And then fucking no one else is asked about it then. Kind of like when I boxed fucking Dennis Tabiron and then Mitchell Smith knocked him out in a round and like, fuck me. Like, no one would want to see fucking me and him again, would they? Not that I would have anyway, because I beat him convincingly, but just... Oh, I'd worry if he'd want to be active. If he got beat, then it just takes a gloss of it, you know what I mean? It's like when, I don't know, Bredis Prescott got beat by Kevin Mitchell after. You know, everyone said he can't beat him, and you know, Kevin Mitchell, and after that, no one would ask about Bredis Prescott, so I'd want to fucking get the W over him too, so I could sleep easier at night, you know what I mean? But, yeah, see what happens.
I know, obviously, clearly this is not your fault at all. What's happened tonight is an event that's just occurred, but I know you'll want to address your Leeds fans that have turned up here in the masses tonight, and you'll probably apologise when you don't need to.
Yeah, of course. I feel it's like I feel responsible. I don't know why, but I fucking do. I wanted to deliver them a win, and I didn't deliver it, so I feel responsible for that. And, you know, I know these things fucking happen, but they paid their Adam money and they wanted to see, you know, after all the day, they wanted to see Josh's Warrington's arm get raised, and we all fucking, you know, break down together, but want to be.
Okay, well, listen, I'll let you crack on because you've not even been to a dressing room. You've had your gloves taken off there. Have you got anything else you'd like to add before you finish?
No. If anyone of all of them, all of Polish lagged me off on Twitter, yeah, the fucking, it's because I'm a big space raider, fuck off. But to everyone else and those who love me, the fans, I mean, look at that, unbelievable. Thank you very much for everyone who turned out tonight. I can't thank you enough.
Quick word on Maxie Hughes.
Oh, unbelievable. Oh, chuffed to bits for him. Cinderella man, isn't he? Oh, inspiring. Class Maxie. Well done, son.
Josh Rhodes, so listen, on to the third one, whenever that is.
Nice one, pal. Cheers, pal.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.